Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Monday, the 18th of March. Sun is in Pisces, ruled by Neptune. Planets are talking about...
appropriate amounts, please.
Okay, and the planets?
Venus, creativity, value, security, beginning to amuse Jupiter, expansion, excess.
And that means...
wait for your viewpoint, opinion, or position to stabilize rather than force yourself to take a step that, for whatever reason, isn't coming naturally. If you ignore your ambivalence and go skipping off to make structural arrangements, for example, signing leases, booking wedding planners, hiring architects, and so forth, it's likely to be all of two whole days before you're pulled up short and invited to reassess your commitments. No kidding. Assess the situation before issuing the ultimatums comporting on the tip of your tongue. Thinking about saying, if you don't change, I'll leave forever, and actually voicing it, and then being in a position where you have to leave forever to maintain your credibility should nothing happen, may not actually suit you when it comes time to act. Moreover, if there is any chance whatsoever that the actions you are currently contemplating could be of the good old seemed like a great idea at the time, do your best to investigate. While you will naturally be a good sport and take as much responsibility as you possibly can, it would be infinitely preferable to avoid having to deal with the whole thing from the outset.
Yeah, okay. So, signs particularly affected by Venus starting to amuse Jupiter.
Pisces, Taurus, Libra, Sagittarius, Aquarius.
And if one's birthday, 18th of March.
Of course you can, and of course you should, make a major push and take the next step towards achieving an ambition. In fact, the only thing standing between you and doing so is your incredibly active, adept, and rational mind, which seems more interested in weighing the pluses and minuses and scrutinizing theoretical what-ifs than throwing the infernal thing out there to see if it sticks.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.